What's your fantasy? Wanna be rich and famous? With Recall Incorporated, you can become whoever you want to be. Give us your fantasy, we'll make it real.
Welcome one and all, once again, to Nerds on the Rocks. This is our third episode for this year. We've done some previous to this. So, before we introduce the concept, let's introduce our guest this week. We have Sam.
Hello.
We have Scott.
Hey, what's up?
And we have Dan the Third.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
I didn't realize we added a third Dan. I never quite wrapped my head around the second Dan, so this will be interesting.
Yeah, well,
when I got it, there's a British one, and
oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's Dan number two, or one.
Dan one. Dan
okay.
Two is Ego Dan.
Oh, that's my favorite Dan.
What do I say in front of Dan the Third?
He's the only Dan I've actually met, so sorry, Dan the Third. You got some ground to catch up.
Well, okay, this week's episode isn't figuring out which Dan is what. This episode, actually, it could be a complete bust, or it could be entertaining. We'll find out. So, at work today, I watched TV in our break room, and I put on Transformer. And I sat there for like 10 minutes trying to figure out which Transformer film it was, because they all kind of bleed together for me. Except for the fourth one, because it has Mark Wahlberg.
I assumed you meant the TV show, because I didn't know anybody would willingly put on the Transformers movies. But
Yeah, at work, there's certain things that I watch because it's work safe. Like, I know it doesn't have cussing or extreme violence and stuff like that. It's a break room. It's not like my private computer or anything like that. So it's on the TV.
I don't know if I would have picked Transformers. I mean, you got Michael Bay with...
Yeah, but there's not a ton of things to watch at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. For some reason, they assume most people are working.
That's true.
So
are you working? Actually, never mind. I've seen your Facebook page. You can't do that much work.
I do a ton of work, actually. That's the sad thing. But not what this is about either. What this episode is about, if it works out, is I'm going to name a movie, and the three of you are going to try to recreate what the movie's actually about from memory.
Okay.
And it's a combination of popular movies that done well, and some easy ones out there. And I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm kind of curious to see how much people remember about these films. And the first one up is it's pretty straightforward, but
it's just like
just throw out if you know what the movie, whatever you remember about the movie, throw it out there and we'll try to piece together the plot.
Okay.
So, first one up is Thor 2.
Oh, okay, they were on a dune buggy for a little while. I remember them flying on a dune buggy through a portal with Loki, who was a good guy, but he's a bad guy, but Loki's also a good guy, but in the end, he pulls off his mask and he's a bad guy again, and he died at one point.
Okay. Right? I remember there was a part in England, for sure, there was like destruction in England, and there were dark elves.
Were they actually elves?
Yeah. They're actually elves, I think. Well, like as close as like Nordic elves can be.
I remember it being the best Star Wars movie in years, like at the time. Because I don't know, there were a lot of like space battles and stuff in it, and there were a lot of things that I associated with Star Wars in that Thor movie.
Yeah, like the turbo laser defense grid of Asgard. That's all that I really remember.
And then Loki like turned into Thor and got his hand cut off.
Yeah.
But it was actually Loki, and that's what. And then Thor took out the bat. What's it called? The evil elf. And he had one of the Infinity Gems. He had the red one. It was like a power, I think.
Earl, how are we
100%
doing?
100% sure that he had a name?
Yes. So if this is going to ask me characters' names, it's going to be a very long podcast. I don't know.
I think his name is Maya Kiff.
Going up to Asgard.
Oh, Earl, you don't have the answers?
Oh, no, 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 no. I just know the movie, so I'm not going to participate because I did pretend. But I have no idea. Like, that's part of the reason I picked them, is just to kind of see what would come up with these movies. And Thor 2 was one I picked because that's one that Gaff had a thread about, where they already tried to piece together the movie. And I haven't about as much like, as you folks are. Because you folks are given like, scenes, but really nobody's touched on the actual plot yet.
No, I have no idea what the plot point is.
Because like, one of the biggest plots of the movie is that Natalie Portman gets infected with that...
Natalie Portman's in those movies. That is right.
She gets infected with
that... Sure, she'd like to forget that, too.
With that energy thing, and that's why she goes to Asgard. That's why she goes to Asgard. And Thor's mom dies. That happens.
Oh, yeah, that was sad.
I just remember his dad. Is his dad still alive?
Well, it's implied that Loki kills him at the end, but we're not 100% sure.
Or, like, does
Loki. Oh, yeah, Loki at the very end, Loki was actually in charge. Because he was pretending to be Odin.
Yes.
And they've never dealt with, like, they've never...
But that's
they haven't made another Thor movie yet, and they haven't... Did they even have one scheduled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2017?
Yeah. Not this year.
It's not like Odin does anything anyway, you know? He slept in the first movie, literally.
Well, it's also because I believe that he gives he's given Thor the throne at the end of the film, and Thor denies it. So it's like Loki's in power now. Apparently I remember more of this movie than you folks do.
Yeah.
I was actually really kind of curious about Scott because we did do a series on these movies last year.
We did. But that was the last time that I've seen this movie.
Same for me. And then there was a part where his friend Professor went crazy and he was like running around London in his underwear.
Yep. That rings a bell.
And he went crazy in in Avengers too.
I don't remember if he's naked or not. I just remember him going crazy.
Yeah, it was at Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did that at Stonehenge.
Okay.
Which I'm sure actually made Stonehenge interesting for those tourists.
And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cleaned up the mess.
Yes, they did. Their first major crossover.
Yeah, I remember that episode more than I remember the movie.
I have not seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm not really... wouldn't know.
Okay, I think that was a good warm-up. We had some decent ideas. We got the gist of it.
I really hope you're going to do, like two movies that nobody would ever know the difference between. Like, what was it? There are three sex comedies about sleeping with your best friend that all came out at the same time.
I know of them. Just Friends and
What's the Mila Kunis one?
It's Just Friends. No, Just Friends is the one with Ryan Reynolds. No, yeah, Just Friends is the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, what's the third one?
Then there's a woman, Ashton Kutcher, which is, I think, Friends with Benefits. No, that's...
You sure you're not thinking of The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds?
No. There's The Proposal is with Sandra Bullock. The Just Friends is when Ryan Reynolds used to be fat.
Okay.
And who's that girl from American Pie? Or no, from Road Trip.
Wait, there's Mila Kunis, and then, and then there's the Sandra Bullock one, and then...
Then there's the Natalie Portman one.
With Ashton Kutcher.
With Ashton Kutcher. Mila Kunis was with... Justin.
What's the name of that one?
I don't remember.
Friends of Benefits. No, I can't use Google. That defeats the whole point of the game, right?
Yeah, one is definitely Friends with Benefits, and the other one is like.
It's No Strings Attached?
Sleeping with
Friends. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Okay. thanks for throwing it for a loop. Okay, but Sam mentioned this, so I'm kind of curious to see how you folks piece this together. Second movie up is Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, they start off with a bunch of boring trade negotiations, and they're in that ship, and then they cut a hole through the door, and then they barge in, but then nothing really happens. But I learned the other day that both Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley are in that movie. I had no idea that Keira Knightley was in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, she plays her, like...
Her queen.
Yeah, she's the double, but... I thought that was just one actress, and I was always wondering why I got those two actresses confused my entire life, and now I know. That blew my mind.
Yeah, but Daisy Ridley looks more like Keira Knightley than Natalie Portman does.
Yeah. I noticed in episode one, because I only saw it.
Like, well, it is her grandma. Wait, I mean, possibly her grandma.
Sure.
Well, this is
That's
the
true.
Only movie where Keira Knightley actually played Natalie Portman, so... I can understand how you got them mixed up.
Yep, and I didn't know Keira Knightley was in it, or, like, I just knew her from Pirates of the Caribbean, not that.
Yeah, I didn't know that she was in other movies, because I just assumed that she was Natalie Portman.
Yep.
So, yes, we have trade negotiations, ship, yep. Go on.
Yeah, and there was, like...
they find Anakin in the desert, and they gotta do some pod
racing. Yeah, I'm not sure why they go to Naboo, but they end up on Tatooine and find Anakin.
Yep.
They engage in the slave trade.
Yeah,
and acquire Anakin.
Because there's that character, Sebulba dude, who's all like, your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me. I remember him.
Yeah.
And they do this is pod racing.
Is his name Wada. Sebulba's the pod racer. His name's Wada. I messed up.
And he has the midichlorian counter thing.
Yeah,
and
that's what they learn about the midichlorians. Super
high midichlorians and...
Yeah, when they brought science into it, and then
there's Darth Maul. We haven't mentioned him yet.
Darth Maul's following them to Tatooine.
Lightsaber, Qui-Gon Jinn, quite possibly the worst Jedi like in all of the series, or at least all of the movies and stuff.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Ki-Adi Mundi, the head.
All right, worst Jedi that I can name the name of.
Okay, that's a good answer.
He's cool in Clone Wars, though.
I think we get episode one, Earl. I think we get a point.
Yeah, I think we get episode one pretty well.
He gets sliced in half and shoved down a well.
Sliced in half, but he survives.
Anakin gets trapped behind those doors.
And then Qui-Gon Jinn dies. Obi-Wan's pissed.
Mm-hmm. Jar Jar Binks. We didn't mention Jar Jar Binks yet. I feel like he's pretty pivotal.
Yeah, he doesn't die, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, never.
But, you know, maybe he becomes the dark... Maybe he's, you know... The Dark Lord.
Yep, I was that. Nailed it. Jar Jar Binks saves all the Gungans by killing those robot army, because they get a robot
army. Yeah, the robots that go Roger.
Not a clone army. That's episode two. I'm getting ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say Roger.
What else happened?
I think that's it. I think we're good.
There was a lot of... People were not happy with that movie. I wasn't old enough to like...
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Like, when that movie came out, I was 11.
Yep, something like that.
So,
what year was it? 2001? Or is it 99? 99.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been 8, I guess. 8 or 9.
But if that came out now, with the way the ages we are now, I think we would... Like, if that was Force Awakens...
I mean, there's a reason that Force Awakens was just episode 4 again.
Sure, yeah.
So, it worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out. That was the beginning of the dark times.
Episode 3 wasn't too bad.
Well, that's the line from Star Wars, right? It was the beginning of the dark times. It was the Clone Wars. I don't know.
Yeah, the Clone Wars were bad.
It's funny, because that was the dark times in Star Wars, too.
Yeah.
Earl,
give us our gold star.
Yeah, I think we got that.
We forgot to mention that Obi-Wan Kenobi is in this movie.
Yeah, I guess we did, but that was...
I'm sure Obi-Wan at times forgot he was in the movie when he was just kind of working.
When he sat out there for an hour.
Yeah, just sitting in that ship.
Yeah, and he like starts yelling at them for something, and then he's just... I don't know. He kind of hangs out.
Okay.
You'd think Obi-Wan Kenobi would have had a bigger role in that if he was going to be in it at all.
They got Liam Neeson. I mean, you work with what you got.
Yeah, I guess. If you're going to have Liam Neeson, you better give him the most.
Was Samuel Jackson in that movie yet, or is he only in episode 2?
He's in the first one, because he was going to Count Sue, and he's like, they don't want to train Anakin because he's too old.
Oh, yeah, he's too old. And Yoda was a puppet in that one, but then he was CGI in the second and third.
Actually, in the new release of Phantom Menace, they made him CGI.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. It's actually worse than...
Is it really disappointing? Because the rest of that movie was also disappointing.
No,
so I feel
it's
like
extremely... Like, I watched it, and it was... Like, you could tell how much effort they put into episode 2 and episode 3 with Yoda, with the CGI. And then you look at Phantom Menace, and like the audio is slightly out of sync for the CGI. It's like even worse out of sync than the puppet was.
Huh.
And that's, you know, it's pretty terrible. And it was distracting.
Okay. This should be a fun one to figure out. The Matrix Reloaded and Revolution.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually seen those.
Not going to blame you.
You probably know more about it than I do.
You know what? Just by osmosis, I feel like I do. Because there's the scene where they're trapped, he's trapped in the hallway, and he's got to run in the hallway until he finds some... I don't know how he gets out of the hallway.
Yep. It's got infinite doors and...
There's a guy with keys.
Out of
there's probably a scene in a nightclub with some, like, really black clothes and some leather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the second one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's, like, robot spiders or something.
Maybe we should do this one at a time, because I don't know two from three, and I feel like the point of this game...
That's the joy of it, is trying, because they were filmed together, so they kind of merged
into
one super movie. So the fun is trying to decipher what happens in two and what happens in three.
The second one had
the twins, right?
The right-haired twins. Yep.
I think they were in both.
I thought they died in two.
Yeah, I thought they did too. I will honestly say I've only seen these films where they came out almost.
I thought they were already ghosts.
They're not dead. They just ghosted thing. I don't know.
Well,
when was
like,
the dog pile of Agent Smith's? Is that two
that
or
was
three?
So they tried to do this mythology thing where like vampires, ghosts, werewolves are all like represented in the Matrix. Mm. So that's where you got the ghost people. You had the vampire who was like the French guy, and you had Monica Bellucci, and they were like drinking blood or something. Mm. But because they could like manipulate the Matrix because they were like from older versions of the Matrix or something.
So it's not supposed to make sense, right?
No, it's like a computer. They started going to sort of mythological direction.
Is the architect introduced in the second or third one?
I feel like
the first one.
Is it? Right? No, he's not in the first one.
No,
which
one's
the spoon thing in?
That's in the first one.
Colonel Sanders is
the
in
spoon
the
spoon is the pivotal scene in the first one. I'm pretty sure the architect's in the first one.
No, he's not. Because the first one's all about Neo coming to the realization of his destiny, and the architect explains it. Yeah, the architect explains it to him in the second. I think it's the second one, because that's
I think he's in both.
But where is he's introduced in two then?
Yeah, I think he's introduced.
Okay,
in two.
The theme with
but
all
he's Colonel Sanders to me. He was just like he was Colonel Sanders. But they basically introduced the idea of this being like the seventh. Version of the Matrix, and they basically programmed the Neo, or not Neo, but they programmed one person to eventually become quote unquote the one, so that I'm not sure why, but they basically programmed that to happen, like for there to be a war between the I don't know it's pretty confusing.
It's the same with all the mech suits. With the,
there's mech suits. There's a holy city
Morpheus
in the
defending them with the mech suits
in the middle of the planet that's not middle of the planet, but it's like underground Zion or whatever, and they have like that rave.
Did they make friends with the robots? I can't remember what happens. How does that movie end? How does the Matrix end?
Neo dies.
Neo dies?
Third one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Neo.
The second one ends with him in a train station, and it just fades to black.
Yeah, yeah. But the third one, I haven't seen the third one then.
Oh yeah, Trinity dies in what is a prolonged death scene. I think it's like 10 minutes of her being impaled,
okay. And then he goes blind.
Do they bang in two or three, or both?
I think two.
Okay.
Because three, she dies. I think she dies kind of early.
Okay.
And then he gets his eyes, like. Burned off? Burned out? Or something?
I definitely have not seen The Matrix 3. Okay.
And then he starts seeing, like, his eyes in the real world are gone, but he starts being able to see, like, the Matrix in the real world. And then he meets with, like, the god of the computers, like, the head of the computers, and, like, makes a deal with them, I think.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, how'd we do?
I don't know if I'm going to give you folks a gold star for that one, okay. But I honestly can't say because I don't remember the movie enough to tell you.
I thought that was the whole point of the game, was you'd give us the answers at the end of it.
No, no. The answer, okay. The whole point of the game is to try to piece together these movies as best as we can.
I think we should try to piece together the differences between Friends with Benefits and...
I don't think we can.
Well, that, like, would imply we've seen these films.
I've seen the one with Mila Kunis
and Justin Timberlake. And
yeah, that was a decent movie.
If we all seen the one movie, how are we going to fit?
I've seen the Natalie Portman one for sure.
Okay.
With Ashton Kutcher. I don't know if I saw the Mila Kunis one, actually.
What's the plot to The Illusionist? It's not The Prestige. The Illusionist.
You have to say what's in The Illusionist, but you can't say something that's in The Prestige.
I've never seen The Illusionist. I couldn't tell you. I just remember that it came out at the same time. There are a bunch of movies like that. Or like Battle of Los Angeles and the other one.
What came out?
I don't know. One of them had aliens that could control you if you saw the light. If you looked at their light.
Yeah! What was that one called?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, go on.
While you figure it out, this one's for Sam.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because I'm really kind of curious. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh, I have no idea. I've not seen that movie. I just found my picture in it. There's some... Okay, so... They go...
Hold on. Before you... I'll give you some time to think of... The only reason I'm asking Sam is because he has a minor cameo in it. So I'm kind of curious to see if he actually watched the movie.
You were in a movie and you didn't watch it?
I wasn't like a speaking part or anything. I was a background actor. Money all lives in Los Angeles. You know how that goes. Yeah, so I scrubbed through it. There were lots of boobs. Some girl gets eaten out by a zombie. Like in both senses of the word. There's a scene underground in a pool where a bunch of people are dancing, and then the zombies show up, and then a girl escapes up a ladder, and then the scouts show up and save the people in the pool from the zombies. I know that because that's the scene I was in. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Don't see Scouts vs. Zombies.
I was almost in Semi-Pro.
Nice.
As an extra.
I couldn't tell you the plot.
I could talk about all the extra things I did. Not actually did, but like... Because being on USC campus, you know...
I imagine.
So many things.
Okay. So, I'm kind of curious to see how this one goes, because it is the highest grossing film of all time. Let's piece together Avatar.
Uh-oh.
This is Pocahontas.
Okay.
That's a good point. We can just name the plot of Pocahontas.
Or Fern Gully.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can you name the plot of Pocahontas?
Or Fern Gully.
John Locke finds an Indian person. And the Indian person helps him befriend the other Indian people so he doesn't get killed by them. And then he works with the Indian people to overthrow the people that are going to buy their land with all the unobtainium. I'm pretty sure that's how Pocahontas
Wait, John Locke?
Is his name not John Locke?
No, I thought it was John Smith.
I don't know. Who's
John Locke? It is John Smith.
But
John
they
Locke
have
was
those
a, was on,
completely
Locke.
Useless walker mechs in Pocahontas.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm lining
up. The flying dragon.
I'm pretty sure that's what everybody got mad about, was that, and then the weird sex scene, like, with the back of the hair. That was also Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah, their braids turned
into
organs.
But yeah, his brother was in the army, and he died... So they had to get his twin, because he was the only one who could be able to, like, sync up with the avatar that was made from him.
But then the government is the army is evil.
Then the Fire Nation attacks.
Because he sees the tree, right? He has the vision under the tree, and is like, well, people are dope, and then helps him.
I think you're skipping ahead.
I think he just falls in love with the girl.
Okay.
Well, he has to get to the area first.
Should we name these in order, then?
I mean, you don't have to name them in order, but I mean, like, you're skipping to, like, the midsection of the movie starts going where he turns to the good guy.
Like Richard, you're trying to name them in order, but
yeah, because it, the Avatar, he can go into this world and he can kind of befriend them, but he still goes back to the human world.
And basically, so there's a planet that they go to that has all this cool stuff called Unobtainium that we want.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, apparently it's a real thing. Like, it's a real, like...
Doesn't mean it's not a terrible name.
It's still it's a terrible name. Because if you get some, then it's not... But they, the air, you can't breathe in the air. They have, like, too much nitrogen or something. So they made these avatars that are, like, hybrids of humans and the... I can't be able
Navi. To
remember, but the Navi, yeah.
I don't remember why I know that.
I don't. Oh, God. So many arguments about, like, the cultural impact of Avatar and just, like, I don't know. It's an important subject right now, but, or popular subject, but, you know.
The first Avatar movie? Yeah, it's coming up in all the presidential debates.
because they're talking about the sequel and about, you know, because Star Wars just passed it in domestically, but not worldwide and stuff like that, so. There's talks about comparing it. But anyway, so he learns how to use the body better than the nerdy guy who gets pissed, and then he gets lost. They go on an adventure, and he gets lost and meets up with Gamora, and, you know, they fall in love.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, Gamora.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. And then, he protects them from Scott Lang, who's going to be Cable. So.
And Rosario Dawson was who?
Not in that movie?
Yeah,
Michelle Rodriguez. Well, there we go.
Oh, yeah, she's like the pilot. She's like the soldier bro pilot.
But she goes on his side right at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like her, it's like the nerdy guy, it's,
Is Michelle Rodriguez ever actually a bad guy in anything?
Well, I mean, technically, I guess Fast Five?
Sort of, but not really. She's, like, brainwashed in that.
That would be a good one
Fast
for this
Six,
game. Any of the Fast and Furious movies.
I was actually going to say, I was going to put two Fast and Furious on this list, but I figured...
Oh, God.
I've probably seen two Fast and Furious more than the other ones, just because that was... the one I had growing up, but, is that the one where he walks in the shop and says, I need NOS, or is that both of them? That's probably both of them.
I think that's the first one.
Oh, shit.
I just remember...
Ludacris is in two, and, Vin Diesel is not.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember he jumps off of a bridge in a car onto a boat, and Ludacris is freaking out about it.
Not Ludacris.
Ludacris is in it.
Yeah,
Okay, yes. And then there's the scene where he's...
Wait, it's called Avatar.
Oh, I thought we were going to Fast Furious.
No, because those were just... Like, I don't think those are hard to explain. It's just really insane to explain them.
Okay, yeah.
They also mix in, like, a lot of the crazy things that happen could be, like, in any of the movies.
Oh, yeah, like, 5 and 6 are almost indistinguishable.
Yeah.
But, like, I could tell them apart, but, yeah, if you said... Like, yeah, they were attacked on an airplane. I'm like, yeah, that happened. Or they jumped out of an airplane with cars.
The crazy part where they jumped from one car to another car.
Wait, were there cars in Avatar?
I think we finished Avatar. We beat it.
I think you didn't beat Avatar. But
no gold star for Avatar either.
We'll give you brownie points for that.
Right.
Here's one. This is kind of... I had this on paper, but this is kind of going back to Dan's suggestion. Not with those three movies, but with my initial thought. Tell me the difference between the Transformers films. The first three.
Okay. In Transformers 1, like, Shia LaBeouf is just this dude hanging out. Bumblebee shows up and he meets Bumblebee in the junkyard, right? While he's fighting Decepticon. And then Bumblebee's like, yo, you're my friend now. And that's where he meets Megan Fox as well shortly afterwards.
Yep.
And then...
There's some kind of special, like, glasses. Like, his ancestor had these special...
yeah.
glasses that that's could, right. like, project something.
Because they're trying to find something. The Decepticons are trying to find something.
Yeah. So they...
And the Autobots.
They're trying to find...
Is that him. Three? They're also trying to find something in three, but I think in one is the one...
They're trying to find something... Glasses. I think they're trying to find something in every one of
yeah.
these?
Because the Allspark is the second movie.
No, the Allspark is the first movie.
Wait, what was the cube in then?
You're right. The cube's the first movie. That's the
wait, they're the same thing?
No, that's the first one.
The second one is the construct.
We're still on the first one. I know the Transformers movies better than I think I do. Except okay, so
the racist.
Not just the okay. Yeah, that would have the racist robot, and then okay,
are we on two now. No,
continue at one.
Okay, I don't know what happens in the middle of one. I know it ends in him shoving the Allspark in Megatron's chest, and then Megatron blows up. And there's the Mountain Dew soda machine transformer that's in it. What happens don't in the they, middle of Transformers?
Don't they fight on, like, the Hoover Dam? Was that the first one?
I think it's the third one.
Really?
It's the third one. I don't know, though.
Third one's Chicago, I think.
Wait, is Chicago? No, okay.
Because there's the flex suit.
Okay, are we on to two now? Since nobody can remember the middle of Transformers 1.
Well, the middle of Transformers 1 is...
There's the part where the robots are, like, trying to hide from people, and they're, like, sneaking around the house.
I do remember that.
And, like, he's, like, peeing in the pool.
That's two. That's two.
That two? Okay.
No, the middle of all three of these films are the same, in that it's the whole military subplot, where... Oh. He goes to the military base and
with Steven Turturro.
Yes, and I think Tyrese is in that too, isn't he?
Oh wait, and there was Rachel Taylor, I think, the blonde Australian girl who's in it for no reason, the analyst.
I thought
the blonde Transformer from two.
I was talking about the
one I remember the most for some odd reason.
I was gonna say the random blonde in the third one who replaces Megan Fox.
No, she's hot though. That's
She's a robot though.
No, that's two. You're thinking of Transformers 2. So Transformers 2 opens up with Shia LaBeouf on a college campus, and then his mom eats those pot brownies, and then he goes to that party where the hot girl hits on him, but then the hot girl turns out to be a Decepticon.
Wait, that was two?
I hate when that happens.
And then I think this is after Air Force One was invaded by the Decepticon robots, the little bitty ones. And then that happens, and so you get to the room with the hot robot. And then he gets saved, and then him and Bumblebee, like, get in a fight. He's like, I don't need you anymore, and then Bumblebee goes away, and then...
The dinosaurs are in the third one.
That's the fourth one.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
I thought that was the third one.
No.
I thought Mark Wahlberg was in the fourth one.
He is in the fourth one. That is the one with the dinosaur.
I haven't actually seen that movie, but...
Which one was the one on the moon, where they go to the moon?
That's three. The third one.
That's three. We're still on two.
Wait, I saw the third one, and they went to the moon in it?
Yeah.
I mean, the third one should be called Darker
Than the
Moon.
The third one was probably the best one. It wasn't
I think the first is still the best of them. All right. But this is what I mean. They all do kind of blend together after a while.
The second one has the racist robots. I don't know the middle. I guess the middle is the military subplot again. The racist robots show up, and then they had to find that really old... Autobot, who's like decaying, and he's the guy. He's the plane, and then the plane gives them like a piece of himself, and that makes them able to turn into the like mega robot. Whenever Optimus Prime turns into the mega robot, and then they also had the Mac cannon on the ship that's shooting at the Decepticon that's coming out of the pyramid, like sucking up the pyramid, because they built the Super Decepticon. And then they get in a fight. Optimus Prime dies, but then Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox go cry on him or something. And then he comes back to life.
Oh, no. That's Robot Heaven. He goes to Robot Heaven.
Yep, he goes to Robot Heaven, but then
I remember that.
He comes back. I remember that because of how much I hated that movie. I remember all of it. It's stupid.
I remember that because a friend went to the movie before I did, and he came back, and all he told me is, Robot Heaven. That was all he said.
Yep. It was Robot Heaven. And that was the end of two.
I can't believe I don't remember any of that.
I'm
not
surprised.
Way too much of it.
I've seen each Transformer film once, mm-hmm. and that's all I needed.
Yeah, no, it is. Transformers 3 is basically just Call of Duty. Like, there's an hour of that movie where there are no robots, and it's just soldiers, like, shooting things and going on missions and stuff.
Yeah, they always tried to put in, like, Tyrese and Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
For, like, no reason, like...
You see Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's ass at the start of the movie?
Oh, yeah, the Russian girl.
The blonde girl that they're replacing with. She is, I think, married to... Oh, my God. Transporter guy. Jason Statham. Yeah. I think they're married. It's a fun fact.
What's interesting is the fact that they brought Megan Fox back for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after dumping her in
Michael Bay did not direct Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think it's hilarious. Yeah, but everybody thinks he directed them. I think.
No, but if he didn't want her in the movie, she wouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I know. But I just think that was a funny...
Wait a sec. Are they in the same universe then?
No, we just...
No, it's just...
We just 80.
I was like, okay, now I'm really confused.
They had, like, a big fight, like, in the real world between Michael Bay and Megan Fox, and she was, like, saying how sexist he was. And
wasn't she,
so,
which is true,
a dancer in one of his movies at the age of 16? No, she was a dancer in Bad Boys 2.
Which is his movie.
She was like 16, yeah.
Yeah, which is, yeah, I mean, started. Yeah, and I think, and then she was like, yeah, they had a falling out, and I think she realized that she can't react, so nobody's going to hire her for anything.
The rumor was like her casting was washing his car in a bikini or something.
Well, I heard a little worse than that, but sure.
I mean, let's not get into that stuff. But yes, the point is, it's just Sam, probably because it's the main character's name, Sam.
Oh, yep.
You don't remember much of it. Well, I remember, like, most of the stuff you mentioned, I just don't know which is what movie.
Oh, I know that. I generally know them apart. In 3, there's the Call of Duty one, the building blows up, so they have to, like, run down the side of the building.
Don't they run down the side? No, wait. In the first one, doesn't Optimus get chased from building to building with Shire in...
Yes.
Okay.
But the third one is the one where the crane crashes into the building, and it, like, the building is falling over with him inside of it. And then the third one also has the like, Datsun car, and then it has the rocket ship. They get in the rocket ship.
Well, which one's the one where Megatron rips that one in half? Is that
the first one. The first one. He rips... Was it not the voice of Cole in Gears of War? Because it sure sounded like him.
It might have been. I don't know.
That's who he rips in half. The little guy. The cool
yeah,
guy.
That was funny. No, I want to.
Let's see that.
The only part I remember.
So G.I. Joe, actually. The 2 G.I. Joe movies.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Because I can't remember, like, which happened in one and which happened.
Channing Tatum dies and then he doesn't? What's the one where he dies in the first 5 minutes?
Well, he died in the second one. He can't
in
die
the second
in the first one.
Okay. There's, like, stuff with the president. Like,
it's a weird continuity in that there's sequels, but since they didn't want to pay the old cast, they pretty much killed everybody off screen, except for Channing Tatum, who died on screen, and the president was, like, Yeah. I actually enjoy the first one. The second one's decent, but the Tony is so different. So, yes, I have Gold Star for Sam for remembering all this Transformers crap. All
right.
Here's one for you.
Jennifer's body.
Yes.
I clicked on Megan Fox's IMDb page.
Oh, that's like the only other movie I know she's done.
Yeah.
I would have seen it because she was hot in it, but she's hot in everything. She's just not
she
a great
kisses
actress.
She's a girl in that movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
God damn it.
Okay, is that the...
Oh, wait, is it 3 or...
Second one or third one?
No, that's the third one.
But that's part of figuring out what it is.
It's the third one, right?
Okay, what's
the first
second
one?
Called?
The second
the
one
first
is Dead Man's
Chest. It's Dead Man's Chest, yeah.
Yeah. Because at World's End...
Dead Man's Chest is the one with the tentacle guy.
They both have the tentacle guy, yeah. A better one for this game would be Pirates of the Caribbean 4, because I don't think anybody knows what happened.
Yeah, I was going to pick that, but I'm like, I don't know. It's like one
there
of
was a mermaid in that one, right?
Well, I think for the game, you have to pick movies people have seen, but
that's true.
Can't be able to describe.
I remember it being okay.
Well,
like, it was fine.
people seem for it. I think it's like the highest grossing film in the franchise.
Yeah, it was a fine movie.
But it's one of those movies that I think because like 3 was such a definitive end to it.
Yeah.
That people didn't want.
They're making another one, right?
Yeah, which is why I noted the third. Which is why I noted the fourth one.
Yeah. Because... Dead Men Tell No Tales. By the way, Dead Man's Chest. Oh, just kidding. I was about to say never a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but it is.
Yeah, it's the second one.
What's the subtitle of the fourth one?
It's On Strangest Tides.
You got it right. Good job.
Okay, so back to Expanding at World's End.
Okay.
Well, I just saw like the last 10 minutes on TV, so
damn,
I don't know
that's
if
the part I remember. So okay.
Is that the
then
one where the crabs carry the boat?
You got it. I did the whole last one.
Yeah, like well, they have the. I don't know if she's a god. She's like. Cersei, I think. She's like the voodoo. She was
Game of Thrones?
No, she's like a voodoo witch, and she is
that's
trapped
how
in
it
a human body.
Opens, huh? Right? The movie opens in the swamp with him talking to her?
I think so, yeah.
Sounds right.
But all I know is at the end she turns into a big pile of crabs and like goes to take over the ocean. Because she's like the queen of the ocean.
Watch the same movie. I don't.
Yeah,
any
she like
of that. Okay.
Grows like a giant. She becomes like a giant. Because
I would say Will
becomes millions of crabs.
Oh, see, I remember that Will becomes the captain of the ship, the David Jones locker ship, and is not allowed to go on land for 10 years, because he kills the squid guy.
That might be even after that.
Yeah, I remember because he was
that's
dying.
Yeah.
And then,
so that's why
that's how they could write him off.
He had to stab the heart.
Yeah.
I don't think it was write him off. I think they thought they were done with those movies at that time.
I think everyone thought they were going
to
be done.
I thought they just wanted to have Johnny Depp do him.
But the
crowd. The original plan was to end a movie with the third one, and it did so well.
Yeah.
Oh. One day we should have a podcast about the actual franchise. Because it's so fascinating, because it's based off of a ride at Disney that turned into this mega blockbuster franchise.
Are they good? They're good movies, right?
I really like the first one.
I'm interested how like critics received those movies because I couldn't.
I think they were received well.
That was before I read online movie reviews, so I wouldn't really know.
And I think it was before people kind of got tired of Johnny Depp playing eccentric characters.
Yeah,
that was kind of the first.
What year was the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
2000 and... I want to say 2004, but that might be too early.
2003.
Oh, okay, so it was earlier than it.
I feel like it was way more recent than that. Okay.
Well, I mean, the most recent one is ages ago. The franchise, quote-unquote, ended in 2007, so... I guess it was a card franchise for me. It was one of those that kind of started and ended when I was in school.
Yep. So At World's End got a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I also like how Sam's googling this stuff when he's supposed to be. Well, I guess this is. I think Dan was taking this one.
I told you everything I know about the movie.
Something I heard. Crappy.
I saw about 10 minutes of it about a week ago. So
Johnny Depp's in Purgatory. I googled Keira Knightley and her boobs came up. That was not intentional, but if you type Keira Knightley into Google Images without warning,
either the second one or the third one had sort of like an Asian. They started having like Asian pirates in the Caribbean, which is kind
that was
of
the
strange
fourth. I don't know.
Is that the fourth? I don't know.
Which one's the one where they have to get his ship back from the island? That's two, right? Johnny Depp starts off in the cage with the paint.
He's on the island. Yeah. They find the chest with the heart in it. That's the dead man's chest. It has his heart in it.
Yeah.
And then they stabbed the heart? I don't know. But it had the girl who was a voodoo witch, and she was like the queen of the sea, but she had like had her memory wiped by the Cthulhu guy, Davy Jones. And
Will's dad died in two?
Well, he died in the. I think he died before the first movie, but he was on the ship.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because the dead. You know, if you died while in the ocean, you join the ship, I think. I think that's how they get their crew. I don't know.
Keira Knightley was in Bend It Like Beckham.
Yep.
I did not know that. Sure.
There was a song about Jack Sparrow, right?
The Lonely Island song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great song.
I like that better than the movies.
Yeah, with Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
These are fine.
Yeah, they're fine, but the song's good.
I never Max. Liked... I was never a huge fan of the Pirate Caribbean, so I'm glad they're... Glad they're not coming. Well,
next one up.
Yeah, Dick, let's go.
Is it a new one this year or next year?
I don't know.
New what?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
So many sequels and remakes coming out. I don't even know them all.
Yeah. Speaking of remakes, great segue, even if you didn't know that.
I could read your mind.
The RoboCop remake from, like, 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I watched that.
He's at home. So he was a cop. And then he got done being a cop, and then he was at home, and then turns on the stove or whatever, and then his house blows up.
I feel like you're missing stuff there.
Is there a lot of the movie that happens in between those two events? Because I remember him being a cop, and then his house blows up.
Yes, there's a reason his house blows up, I think, in okay. between that.
Go on.
Oh, I don't remember why, but I know that, like,
people, like, set him up, right?
Yeah.
Was he going to rat on his superiors?
I don't remember this movie. Right.
The only I remember about that movie was the really dope scene of them, like, pulling his head out of the body, and you see his, like, spinal cord and stuff attached to his head, and he just starts freaking out. That was really cool. That was the only thing cool about that movie.
Well, yeah, I like Sam Jackson's kind of propaganda machine. And
you're thinking of Kingsman?
No. He starts the movie. He's like that talk.
I didn't know Sam Jackson was in RoboCop.
He's like the first thing in the movie.
For anything about that movie.
He's like the TV
Apparently
show.
You and I are the only people that have seen this, by the way.
Yeah, I've never seen any RoboCop, so.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
I understand not seeing the remake. How have you not seen the original?
I don't know.
I feel like I have...
Earl, would you hate me if I told you that I only saw the remake?
Oh my god!
So would you hate me?
Wow, are you going to tell me that?
Depends on whether or not you hate him.
It depends on the answer to the question.
If you're not going to tell me that, it's fine. If you are going to tell me that, I have problems.
Okay, then, I definitely saw both.
I've only seen half of RoboCop.
Oh my gosh!
That shouldn't surprise you, Earl. I still haven't watched Independence Day.
But yet, you're the one who's been most active in this movie game.
Because I've seen all these shitty new movies. I haven't seen the old ones.
Okay, so I'm putting this on the record right now. The next podcast will be about the original RoboCop film.
I'm not going to be on it. It's just going
to
be
Earl
talking about
it. I have to watch it.
I'd watch it to see, like, I'd be interested to see, talking as myself, someone who's never seen it, watching it now, like, what I would think of it.
I think it still holds up, but I am partially biased. It's an extremely quotable movie.
I just saw Terminator 1 last year. I still haven't gotten to 2 yet.
You've
never seen Terminator 2?
I know what happens in Terminator 2 just by being alive, but I've never actually seen it.
Yes, but knowing what happens and seeing it are two different things.
It is, yeah. No. He rides a motorcycle and flips a shotgun over his hand a few times.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes, but that's the beginning of a movie.
Yeah, is his penis in 1? I've seen all of 1.
I don't remember if his penis is in 1. I know.
Does it have its own IMDb page? You could check that.
Nudity is how I remember them. So.
Just as an aside, I was going to put Terminator Salvation on there, but I just didn't want to talk about that movie, so...
Okay. Understandable.
I like that movie, I don't know.
I didn't mind it at the time, but I have a... It's a movie
I liked it better than...
Until Earl just mentioned it.
I liked it better than the most recent one.
I prefer Genesis. I think Genesis is the best of the 3 sequels.
There's 3 sequels?
Well, Terminator 3, Salvation.
Oh, oh okay. I thought.
I mean, technically speaking, there's four sequels.
I looked 3 in with 1 and 2, so I didn't. Anyway.
But yes, RoboCop remake. Okay, we're moving on.
I think that's far as we're going to get to in that one.
Yeah,
so we're a gold star there.
We're taking a giant donut on that one. This one should be fairly simple. Jurassic World.
Yeah, I could picture all of that movie in my head, right? That's not that bad.
Yeah, basically they forget all the lessons that were supposed to have been learned from the previous movies and then just do it again.
There's a really, really annoying kid and then a really, really annoying other kid.
And then a girl runs down the street and heals away from a T-Rex. And then they find the old...
But that shows women empowerment because... Yeah. She decided not to take her heels off.
But then she falls in love with Chris Pratt, like women are supposed to do, just for saving her life. So they find the old... I mean, I'm going out of order here. So
Jessica
start at the
Chastain's
beginning.
Jessica Chastain's in that, right?
I think that's the girl. Yeah, that's right.
No, it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't know. Whatever.
I love that joke. Never going to get
I don't know those two actors very well, so I couldn't tell you.
One is in Interstellar and one is in Jurassic World. They're two different people.
Anyway, they build the park, and they build the new dinosaur out of Velociraptor DNA. But surprise, they didn't think to make him secure, so he breaks out of the cage.
Well, he can, like, camouflage himself.
Yeah. That's right, because that's how he broke out.
Then he starts, like, killing dinosaurs for sport or something.
Chris Pratt trains the raptors. There's a raptor named Blue. He ends up fighting the T-Rex at the end of the movie and saving his life.
I'm like... Yeah, a big part is like the military wanting to turn raptors into
weaponized raptors.
Send them into Afghanistan.
Which is honestly not their worst idea that they've
ever done. They'd do something.
I mean,
could you imagine the fear? Like, does velociraptors? I mean, yeah. Very poorly executed plan, but.
And they had the only guy who was in the originals. Was the Asian scientist.
B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong, yeah.
Yep.
And I forgot that he was actually in the original one.
Yeah,
until
he has such a minor role in it.
He is a really
minor. Yeah.
They couldn't get Jeff. Jeff.
I bet you Jeff Goldblum,
Goldblum.
Be the next one.
Yeah.
100%.
You gotta be. He's in Independence Day, right?
Yeah, he's going to be in the new Independence
Which
Day.
Which proves that he's not dead.
And proves he's willing to take money to be in a shitty movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think The Lost World kind of proved that.
Yeah. Well, that was still Spielberg, so it's hard to say no to Spielberg, I think.
Yeah.
It's hard to say no to a $1.5 billion franchise.
They need to get Laura Dern back. You know,
I don't know
the woman from the original?
Nope. Don't.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't she...
Oh. The one who sticks her hand in dinosaur poop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have I not seen Jurassic Park?
Was she not just confirmed? Was she confirmed for Star Wars?
Yeah, she's confirmed for Star Wars.
Okay.
She's going to be...
I don't think I've seen Jurassic Park.
Have you not seen Jurassic Park?
I've seen Jurassic Park.
I just rewatched it this past weekend. No, the weekend before that.
So did I.
My wife made me watch 2...
Then that's a bad wife, if she didn't make you watch one.
That was one with the Velociraptors. They're really cool, and she loves Velociraptors. So
they're cool in the first one, too.
Oh, yeah, but that's the one where they pick the lock on the door, right? Is that 2 or 1? Because if that's 1, then I have seen 1.
So 1's the one where the raptors learn how to open doors.
Okay,
and
then
it's like 1.
Okay,
the kitchen.
I've seen Jurassic Park. We're good.
Well, we're not good. I mean, you still haven't seen RoboCop.
All right.
And Terminator 2.
Right. Seen half of RoboCop. Is that the one with the naked shower scene? Nope, that's Starship Troopers. Is it also RoboCop?
He's a robot. I don't think
it'd be kind of a weird theme to have.
RoboCop
for the police force. Right?
Huh?
There's a shower scene in RoboCop.
I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Shower scene in RoboCop. I was right.
Okay.
Okay, go on. It's like a co-ed shower scene. All right, move on.
Okay.
Move on.
Did we finish Jurassic World?
Yeah, we got it.
Not really.
Well, there was a dinosaur fight.
The T-Rex ends up being the good guy, and the big dinosaur is thrown in.
The water dinosaur guy.
And the Velociraptor team up to fight the Verizon Wireless Indominus Rex.
But then the water guy,
he eats them.
The Megalodon.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
I don't know. I remember not nearly enough people died for all the destruction in that park.
Well, then the assistant guy with the two drinks.
The assistant was so weird because they treated her so bad in the movie. And I remember when she died, the audience cheered. And I'm like, why? If she wasn't like the jackfool, she wasn't evil.
Yeah, it wasn't like the lawyer scene in the first one where it's like you're cheering for him to die. They didn't have any, I guess the Kingpin was in it, right? And he would be the one you cheer for to die.
Yeah, it was weird. Or that insane pilot guy, the owner.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I liked him. He was cool.
It was so weird. But no, it was it's so weird because it's not even that she died, it's that the audience cheered when she did.
She got ripped up. It wasn't even she died. She got like, there was like a feeding frenzy in the air between like, and then they dropped her and then she got eaten by the monster, the water guy.
Speaking of being dropped, that whole divorce stuff, that was so stupid. It was okay when they introduced it at the beginning, but they went back to it like halfway through the movie when they were in court.
There was a divorce subplot?
Yeah, that's why the two kids go to the park with their aunt.
It was like, wasn't the mom in the visit, or was that a different person?
Probably a different person.
Wait, who's getting divorced?
The two kids' parents.
They were?
That's why they sent her to the island.
That's why they sent them to an island filled with dinosaurs?
Yes.
Because spoiler alert, there has been problems with dinosaurs eating people in the past because they wanted to get a divorce.
Yes. Like, consider your first thing that happens in the movie.
Well, because her sister was Bryce Dallas Howard, so, like, for some reason she thought she could go hang out with their aunt, I think.
Yeah.
But it's funny that that movie and The Visit came out really, and they're both about, like, sending your kids to a weird place you probably should know more about that you don't, and that you like are video chatting with them and then bad stuff happens.
Yeah, it's like we're 65% sure that we've got the dinosaur problem under control, so you should send your kids here. So, okay, that'll give us plenty of time to get a divorce real quick.
Yeah, I don't think you ever saw the dad at all.
Well, no, he's in there because there's a court scene with them later on.
The kid's really into dinosaurs, right? You got a bunch of dinosaurs on the shelf.
The little kid, yeah. And the older kids, you know, he's too cool for dinosaurs. All he wants is girls. So he's checking out the girls at the park, you know. And then his little brother's cramping his style.
Which is one of those weird things because the only show I know him from is a show on ABC Family. And he plays like the dorky younger brother. So it was really weird for me to think of him as, like, that quote-unquote...
The cool older brother.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm like, no, he's still always a dork in my head. But I'm still surprised you don't remember this. I can understand why you don't remember the divorce subplot, but it was there. And it goes nowhere.
I really don't. And I almost like this movie.
Only because
of the end.
I mean,
there was so much really overt product placement, and I know that happens in every movie, but I literally at one point thought that it was like a Jeep commercial a Mercedes commercial.
There's a Pandora store on the island, and my girlfriend at the time worked for Pandora.
Pandora's? Oh, got it.
The jewelry company.
Yeah, okay.
And they had
a Pandora store
on the island. Okay. It's funny.
I gotcha.
But, I mean, I didn't love that movie, but Chris Pratt, I think, saved it for me.
I've yet to see him in a bad movie.
He was decent, but I don't think he didn't save it for me. I mean, he saved it from me hating it, but I definitely didn't like it. Except the end, with when the dinosaurs fought.
Yeah.
When Plot was thrown aside, and they realize what they needed to do. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they go with the sequel, because I have no idea what they're going to do.
Because if they just repeat the same mistake again, then, you know, well, it's like, we're making a new Jurassic World, and we swear it's safe this time.
No, it's gonna it's gonna be like dinosaurs in the real world, but I don't know how they're gonna.
Well, like getting jobs and stuff.
Well, no, like because the military, B.D. Wong left the island at the very end with the plans for the Indominus Rex, right?
Yeah.
Oh so yeah, that did happen.
He's gonna make probably raptor-sized Indominus Rexes, and like I don't know, they'll escape somehow into San Diego, and there'll be a 76 ball rolling down the street. And oh wait, that was Lost Worlds.
Next movie.
it's late.
Yes, I was actually going to say that we're gonna wrap it up here. We're hitting that hour mark, and we're gonna stick to that. There's a few more movies, but this is fun. I would try this again.
What if we speed through the other movies?
It's not as fun. I mean, that's the whole point, is to kind of get this breakdown of these films.
We get one more movie?
I don't know if you want any of these movies I have left.
Pick one of them.
Cloverfield.
All right, go on. We can end it.
Who said it for the new one?
There's a character named Sam, and he dies in a sewer, and he's the cameraman. That's all I got.
I just remember them jumping from... They're going from one building to another because, like...
Yeah.
The buildings fell on each other, and then the Statue of Liberty head flies through.
And then the alien at the very end lands in the background, and that's the whole point of the clip at the end of the movie, and I didn't know that for like a year.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
there's
go
an
watch.
Alien?
That's what the...
I thought it was like a kaiju.
Okay, go watch, go look up Ending of Cloverfield on YouTube, and look in the background of the little clip that they show. It's interesting.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, and I guess when we're done with this podcast, which is probably soon, because all I remember, there's a party at the beginning of Cloverfield, and then the people are drinking at the party, and as you said, Statue of Liberty head down the street, and then it's a lot of running away from monsters and fighting monsters with like a fire axe and stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of in the found footage genre.
It was the found footage genre. That was like the thing that started it, right?
I remember it made me...
Not
sick.
Started it, because there's a Blair Witch Project.
Didn't start it, yeah.
It made it big. That makes sense. Like, mainstream.
Wait, did Paranormal Activity come out before or after? After?
I think so. Let's see. Early, you can start wrapping it up.
Okay. So, yes, I think that was fun. I did not note at the beginning, and it's, well, actually, I guess you can do one more movie.
Oh. Okay.
It is actually the name and idea behind this segment, this show, and that is Total Recall.
The original.
Gosh, no.
Well, I'm out. I'll see
the remake.
You've never seen the original either, huh?
Three boobs.
No, the original's great. Yeah, he's married to... Sharon Stone, and he, for some reason, thinks, like, this sucks, so he goes on a vacation to Mars, and a virtual vacation, but then before, like, it seems like right before it starts working, he breaks out of it, and he then goes on this crazy trip to Mars, and then he meets... Yeah, the girl with three boobs,
and then they fly the hover car. Nope,
yeah,
that's
and then
the sequel.
And then it's like they open the airlocks, or like the there's like secret air.
Is Total Recall ass to ass, or is that something else? The guy that says ass to ass in that weird voice.
Probably.
I guess that's not Total Recall.
There's the weird guy like Quado, who's like a face in the guy's stomach.
Yes, he's
like a little guy. and he like can tell the future. And so Arnold Schwarzenegger like opens the airlocks and like they fall out into the desert and they start dying from having no oxygen, and the oxygen starts coming in and they live somehow, and then Mars has oxygen. And yeah, and then he's like, is this a dream? And then she's like, wait, no, I think she says, is this a dream? And then he goes like, well, if it is, I don't want to wake up, or something like that. And then it like fades to white. So.
All right.
I think that's how it ends.
Okay. So, yes.
I just remember his eyes bulging out of his head.
Yeah, so there are Mars and the oxygen. Yeah. There's a ton of great one-liners. And you find out, like, you know, it's like this paranoia thing. Like, his wife's a double agent, and it has the awesome, consider this a divorce. And there's, like, a whole subplot where they're trying to get him to kind of break from his fantasy and go back. And you find out that he's actually evil and worked with the bad guy this entire time. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's
great movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s and early 90s, unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Then he became governor, and his acting was always piss poor, but now it's like, we notice it. But yeah,
have like more standards, I think.
Yeah, well, I think that, and the movies aren't catered to him. Like, movies aren't necessarily catered to actors and actresses' strengths anymore, because like a lot of those movies didn't ask him to do a ton of drama or anything like that. It was like, that's right, these cheesy one-liners that he can deliver perfectly, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, that was Total Recall, a fun little movie game. Like I said before, when we return next time, hopefully there are three people who have seen RoboCop in full hair. Well, three other people who have seen RoboCop in full hair.
Yeah. No, like I said, I've totally seen it.
The only reason I'm so sensitive about RoboCop this week is because I was speaking to one of my best friends, and he was, you know, he's looking to buy a phone or whatever, and I, like, if you trade in your phone with Verizon right now, you get $100 towards a new cell phone, and
whoa.
I told him,
whoa, are we getting money now?
This podcast, by Verizon.
Just like the Indominus Rex.
And I told him I'd buy that for $1, and he didn't get the reference. And I'm just sitting there like, how can I know this person for a decade and not make them sit down and watch RoboCop? And now the three of you are telling me you've never seen RoboCop. It's like I'm letting down everybody around me.
It's like you're the robot and we're the cop.
That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Anyhow, for Sam...
Nope.
Bye. Scott, Dan the Third, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, Total Recall Edition. We'll see you next time. Snapping at the neck when we rolling up. Blow through the doors, ain't no holding up. Black card at the bar like I gives a fuck. Maybe shit we eye when we walk into the set. Fuck the fellas looking jealous, play the back and get wet. Me pound in my waist, shank in my sock. You either get cut, get stuffed, or get shot. This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. Pirates so brave on the seven seas. What? A mystical quest. To the Isle of Tortuga, raving like sway on the ocean breeze. Yeah, that was kind of weird, but we're back in the club. Buying up the bar so the groupies show us love. Motherfucking Iceman, I'm the top gunner. Heater on blast, I'm the number one stunner. Watch your girl, cause I ain't your Mr. Nice Guy. More like the meet you, take you home and fuck you twice, guy. All dressed up with nowhere to run. I know I make you feel crazy. Now back to the good part. Hey, was born. Just a rough Tortuga, oh. Davy Jones Locker.
yeah, come on. Captain Jack. What? Johnny Depp. No. From the front to the back, say we count stacks. Come on. David Jones. No. Giant Squid. Well, Michael Bolton, we're really gonna need you to focus up. Roger that, let me try with another film. Wait. Life is a box of chocolates and my name is Forrest Gump. Not better. Though I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, I give Jenny all my love. Come on. Okay, then I'm a legal aid. Aaron Brockovich is my name. Oh, God. And you can call me Scarface, snorting mountains of cocaine. You cockroaches wanna play rough? Okay, I'm reloaded. A major cinephile. You complete me.
Yeah.